Hi everyone, welcome to the MedCurity Podcast, where we explore everything and anything healthcare security related so that you can keep your organization secure and compliant. Today we're going to be diving into a topic that is becoming increasingly relevant to everybody in the healthcare sector, especially hospitals and medical practices, and that is the HHS's latest announcement of their upcoming cybersecurity performance goals and their forthcoming strategy. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the HHS, recently released a document outlining their strategy, and this builds on the Biden administration's national cybersecurity strategy they released last year. And according to the OCR, the Office of Civil Rights, between 2018 and 2022, there's been a 93% increase in large data breaches reported to the OCR, from 369 to 712, and with a 278% increase in large breaches involving ransomware. So today we wanted to take some time, go into this document, explore what it says. We're going to go into the four action pillars that it describes. We're going to talk about why this is relevant to you and what to do about it. So cybersecurity threats have been increasing, especially in healthcare. And this poses risks not just to data privacy, but also to patient care. And so in an effort to remedy this, the HHS has laid out a strategic approach and a strategic plan going forward to fortify defenses in the healthcare sector against such threats. The implications of these cyber threats goes far beyond simple data breaches. They can also disrupt patient care, delay necessary procedures, as well as erode trust in your patients and your clients. Not only that, but also following data breaches can often result in audits that can incur financial penalties to your organization. And so essentially, these new initiatives act as a roadmap from the HHS to guide your organization to better compliance and being better protected from these cyber threats. And of course, as I mentioned, a cybersecurity breach can result in an audit or an investigation into your organization. And these often result in settlements and financial penalties that can range from the hundreds of thousands to the millions. And so here at MedCurity, we exist to help organizations like yours avoid these and be compliant and further your organization's compliance with these federal regulations. So we'll jump into the four pillars of action that are detailed in this HHS document, the first of which is breaking down and defining voluntary cybersecurity performance goals, CPGs. And they break this out into two different types, essential goals and enhanced goals. The essential goals are the foundation, the bedrock, the basis of your cybersecurity goals and actions to become more secure. And once you have a good foundation, as you move along, you can start going after these enhanced goals. And in the next couple of weeks, as you follow this podcast, we will be jumping into what that looks like for you and your practice. So stay tuned. The second pillar of action outlined in the HHS cybersecurity strategy document is the support and incentivization of implementation. So essentially, the HHS plans to work with Congress to requisition funds to help incentivize financially hospitals in the U.S. to start implementing these CPGs. The third pillar of action in this HHS document is the implementation of greater enforcement and accountability. So this will be a gradual process, but what it will look like is updates to existing regulations and adding of new requirements. So specifically, concrete steps towards enforcement include the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, are going to be proposing new cybersecurity requirements for hospitals through Medicare and Medicaid. And in addition to that, the HHS is also planning on working with Congress to increase civil money penalties for HIPAA violations in addition to these increased cybersecurity demands in the HIPAA security rule. The fourth and final pillar outlined in this HHS document is their plan to expand and mature their role for the healthcare sector in regards to cybersecurity. And so the idea here is to enhance the Administration for Strategic Preparedness and Responses, the ASPR's, coordination role as a one-stop shop for healthcare cybersecurity, which should improve the HHS and the federal government's partnership role with the healthcare sector to create a bigger culture of compliance and ease of access and better level of support. If you're interested in learning more, feel free to subscribe to our podcast. If you have any questions regarding HIPAA or anything healthcare, cybersecurity related, feel free to reach out, and we'd love to help you out in any way we can. Thanks for joining us today, and we'll see you next time.